Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and welcome to another one of our shows. This is Triple Chalice Tarot, and I'm your host, Aluna Odette, joined here tonight by my two lovely co-hosts, Rowan Nix.
Hello.
And Tarouk Fashaw.
Hello.
And we have a very special show for you tonight. As usual, we are going through our run of the tarot cards. And if you missed our last week's show, we finished up with the Suit of Pentacles. So we're bringing you a brand new show. And this time, we're diving headfirst into the Suit of Cups. Now, if you are unfamiliar with our work, you can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google Plus at Triple Chalice Tarot. Okay, you can find us there and get all our show updates as well as daily card spreads and normal readings. So now to go ahead and jump right in, let's talk about the cups, the cups, the cups. As I know the cups to be represented, the cups deals with an emotional level of consciousness and is oftentimes associated with love, feelings, relationships, and emotional connections. Cups are about displaying emotional expression through artistic endeavors, also music, plays, theatrics, that in the source. So, Tarouk, would you like to elaborate a little bit on how you see the cups registering as a reversal?
Well, the cups as the reversal, to me, I see as not following your dreams, not dealing with your emotions, maybe turning away from love or being in a tumultuous or negative relationship, dealing with the negative aspects of your emotions. Definitely, I see that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Great. I love that. Now, what about you, Rowan? Oftentimes we see in the Suit of Cups the moon. So how is the moon associated on an emotional level in the Suit of Cups? How is that represented a lot of times?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because the moon for millennia has been worshipped as the subconscious, the mystical, the spiritual, etc. And it also has an affinity for the water. You know, the tides are controlled by the moon, and also women's menstrual cycles are controlled by the moon, and we humans are controlled by the moon as well. Usually they'll say that, you know, when the moon is full, there'll be a lot more people going to the hospital and people acting crazy, etc. So the moon definitely has an effect on our emotions, on our moods, even on our mindsets. I have a very big affinity for the moon, going back to when I was a very young child. And on nights when I do feel that the moon is full, I'm much more active. I'm much more restless. I write more. I tend to draw more. I talk to my friends more. I go out more. Like, I just feel much more social and active in times of the
full moon. Wow. So the moon draws out that artistic and creative endeavor in you as well, right?
Yes. Definitely.
All right. So I think it's safe for us to go ahead and jump right into the first pawn with our ace of this suit. And aces, as usual, represents beginnings, new starts, taking on something for the first time, an emotional, in the aspect of the cups, an emotional or new relationship being brought before you, and that relationship fulfilling you, overflowing you with joy, emotion, and good feelings. So the ace is associated with love, compassion, creativity, and overwhelming emotion. What about you, Tarouk? How do you take the ace of chalices or eight of cups, ace of cups, I'm sorry, when it comes up?
Well, when we look at the card, the ace of cups, we see that it is basically a cloud or a divine hand that is holding the chalice in its hand, and there's water overpouring it. So that means that there is an abundance. There is more than enough. So this is something that is overflowing, something that is just consuming. It is inexhaustible. It is something that you cannot stop. It's a force. So this is like something that's brand new. So a brand new love, this could symbolize also a pregnancy. It can symbolize a new job, a new friendship, something so new to you that you're just so giddy and happy and emotional and excited about it that you're just overpouring with emotions, basically. So the Ace of Cups is definitely the beginning stages of that emotional type of connection that you may feel, whether it be relationship, whether it be with friends, with family, with a job, or anything really. So, yeah, that's what I see with the Ace of Cups.
Excellent, excellent. I love that. So to go with you, Rowan, how about yourself? How do you take the Ace of Cups?
Well, I think that to root at it pretty succinctly, I take the Ace of Cups to be just an instance in your life where you're like, okay, now I'm going to focus on love, now I'm going to focus on relationships, etc. It's the universe telling you that you're ready, that you are a vessel, and that you're ready to receive love. This is especially big in instances where you're reading someone who maybe has had a tumultuous past or someone that isn't that secure or maybe has some emotional issues. The Ace of Cups kind of speaks on not being so hard on yourself, being gentler with it. It's a much more forgiving and nourishing past. As far as the reversal of this card, I always take it as someone that is depleted of emotion, maybe somebody that's like exhausted by it, somebody that's been depressed or dissatisfied with life, etc. It's someone for whom, you know, they're just despondent with everything. What about you, Aluna? Mm. What do you think of the reversal of this?
Well, definitely going into the reverse, so I like what you said about the compassion and the forgiveness that's associated with that ace. A lot of times that's very hard for a lot of people to do as far as letting go of negative, repressed emotions. So that's what I see when I see the Ace of Cups appear reverse. Your emotions and the flow and the natural affinity that you once had is being blocked. You're in a very moody, murky, swamp-like, gritty feeling about yourself, your environments, the relationship that you're having with other people, and perhaps this overflowingness is now clogged. So you're not dispensing that same vitality and joy, your usual upbeat self to everyone around you, and people are picking up on that. What about you, Taruk? How would you take a reversal dealing with the Ace of Cups?
Well, I definitely agree with both of you. It symbolizes, you know, since the right side version is overflowing, then the reverse would be not flowing. So a constriction of emotion, you holding your emotions in, you're not letting them out, you're not expressing how you feel. You are basically to yourself. You're probably maybe getting over a negative situation, and you are basically dealing with it internally. You're not speaking to anyone. You're just dealing with these emotions by yourself on your own. That's what I see as the Ace of Cups, dealing with your emotions on your own and not an overflowing of it. You're constricting. You're keeping everything to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think we did a good assessment of the Ace. Are we comfortable moving on to the Two of Chalices now?
For sure.
Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, as the Two of Chalices is so cliche we put, it deals with love. In the depiction, we have a couple here. They're exchanging cups between each other. Above them is represented the symbol of Mercury, his health, and the snakes entwine going up the, I'd say medical, it slipped my mind at this moment, but the medical symbol that's associated with Mercury and the winged messenger. Help me out, Rowan.
The winged messenger of Caduceus.
Yes, the Caduceus, there we go, is represented above them, and it's showing a lot of times, though, instead of jumping right into love and a partnership or relationship, that's normally how it's interpreted, I often see this as dealing with health sometimes. So, and also an exchangement of ideas, an exchangement of emotionally uplifting information that brings holistic healing, okay? So maybe not so much medical, but holistic healing as well. So someone that you have a relationship with or a bond with, it could be a person, it can be a creative endeavor, it can be a job, is revitalizing your spirit. It's giving you something as much as it's giving you back as much as you put in, and that is how I normally. Now I know you two are probably going to go off the love association, so let's have some fun with that. Now, Tarouk, how do you see the Two of Cups, and its symbology and what's represented in the card?
Well, definitely, when you look at the cards, you know, you're seeing these two people holding the chalices, so it definitely symbolizes two people coming from different walks of life together for a common purpose. Like you said, this could definitely symbolize love. It could symbolize, you know, the perfect relationship, the ideal relationship. It symbolizes, you know, just a perfect situation between two people. And it could also symbolize, like you said as well, a job, you know, an ideal job, something that you're really emotionally invested in. It could definitely symbolize that. And also has to do with balance, you know, male and female, that yin and yang when it comes to the two. This could also symbolize, you know, a marriage as well. So definitely it is strong in the love aspects of two people coming together and just having that perfect and ideal relationship, yeah.
Okay, what about you, Rowan? How would you take this as a reversal if this popped up in a reading for you?
Well, as a reversal, I just want to start off in saying this can be in relation to romance and love and all of that, but for me, the Two of Cups is actually about attraction. It's about that initial stages of where you meet somebody and you kind of feel that spark of chemistry between them. Like Tarouk was saying, it's about perfect opposites. It's about male and female, yin and yang, positive and negative, you know, all of that other good stuff. So the reversal of this is that there is no attraction or that it's very volatile. It's almost like, and I think I gave this description in another reading, it's almost like that whole Pride and Prejudice thing where you kind of get off on the wrong foot. Like maybe you're attracted to someone, but it's like explosive. It's dangerous. It's not exactly something that's good for you, for sure, is how I would take the reversal of this card.
Excellent. Excellent. So would you guys like to elaborate on the symbology that's represented in this card? There's so much here. We have one of the going off of what Tarouk said, that they're coming from diverse walks of life. They're both dressed very differently. So how do you take that, as far as you said, the polar opposites? Do you see that as a person dealing within themselves, or do you normally take it as them dealing with outside forces? I'll start with you, Rowan.
Oh, okay. I think it's with outside forces. I think it's sort of, you know, in magic and everything, you have like attracts like, but I disagree with that. I think that we attract what we need most. We attract what balances us the most. And the twos, like Tarouk also put, the twos are all about balance in any given suit. As far as the symbology of it, in my deck, the Revelations Tarot, it's two mermaids sharing a cup on one side and then two of them like back to back, not even facing each other on the other. But the interesting thing to note is that their tails form the infinity symbol. If you look at the card sideways, it forms a perfect figure eight, which is indicative of, you know, everything being a continuation, balance, harmony, all being right in the universe. So that's definitely a major aspect of this card for me.
Excellent, excellent. Do you guys think it's safe to move on to our third card?
Yeah, I think Rowan basically slayed that, yeah.
Yeah.
I just went off of what you said.
Well, this is our favorite card out of the deck. I wouldn't speak for everyone, but it's one of my favorite cards because it coincides right with our name for this program, and that is the Three of Chalices, the Three of Cups. The Three of Cups is depicted as three women, all representing diverse backgrounds, all dressed very differently, but in harmony and communion with one another. Not only that, they're surrounded by abundance, fruit, luscious wine, decoration. So there's a celebration going on, and they are dancing. So there's almost to say, oftentimes there's depicted a wreath, which symbolizes victory. So overcoming a lot of times the awkward phases when it comes to that three is a crowd, you know, or that extra person. No, all three of these diverse individuals are coming together and they're blending well with each other. They're just in such unison with each other. And I definitely think that coincides with our personalities and a diverse outlook that we bring to this programming and our reading style. So that's my take on the Three of Chalices. What about you, Tarouk? What do you see in this card?
Well, I definitely agree with everything you have said. You know, the Three of Chalices definitely symbolizes three people coming together. It symbolizes friendship. It symbolizes a union. This card symbolizes the type of friendship that you can communicate with them. You can, you know, spill your emotions to these people, and they're not going to judge you. They're not going to look at you strange because you might have said something, you know, maybe off, you know, not common, you know, just that type of friendship that you can trust, your girlfriends, you know, or even guy friends that you can go to and cry on their shoulder, and you can tell them everything. And like you said, it's also about victory. So it's coming together, maybe for a project, maybe for work, but like how we have this program, you know, we come together and we create something. We are victorious in what we do. So the Three of Chalices definitely symbolizes three people coming together for a common purpose, for a common victory. And also, like you said, it's three people, you know, not two, it's three. So the three of Chalices can also symbolize, you know, coming together. You know, maybe there were some issues in the past, but you're able to put them aside and come together for the greater good and the greater friendship of each other. So yeah, that's what I see for the Three of Chalices.
Oh, that was excellent. What about you, Rowan? What would you like to add to that about the Three of Chalices?
I think Rick nailed it perfectly. would just talk about the symbology. Usually in any spread, in any suit, in any deck, it's three people that are distinctly different from each other. I think in my shamanic deck, it's three like shamans, wise persons, elders that are from different backgrounds, and they're all kind of joining in together. In my Revelations deck, it's three different mermaids that are coming together and sharing a cup. I know in some other ones, like Aluna had said, it's three different women that are dressed very differently with different colored hair, etc. But it really is about putting your differences aside. This card is about conference. It's about communion. It's about recognizing that we're all the same, even if we look different, which, again, I think body perfectly.
Mm-hmm. And just to tap into the reverse of that, I would say that the Three of Chalices is talking about ostracizing that one extra person or clicking up against or making an inner click against someone that's supposed to be associated and supposed to be inclusive in this project or communion or ideal. It also, I think this card as a reverse, when I feel it and I get it in a reading, I notice it as idle gossip. So oftentimes a person that you might have confided in, you know, and told your deepest secret to, that they're going back to the other person who you haven't revealed that information to yet and telling that person as well. So oftentimes I find this card in reversal to talk about not a betrayal that's on a level that's, I mean, talking about someone's behind their back is a sense of betrayal, but not so much treachery. It's more gossiping and ostracizing that one person. What about you, Rowan? How do you take this as a reversal, this card?
Usually when I get it in a reversal in any given spread, I kind of take it as a love triangle. I actually do reference the romance aspect of this card because when I have gotten it in the past, it usually means that there's that someone's partner is cheating on them, that there's another person in the relationship that they're not aware of, and it's that whole extra that extra head that's not needed in any given situation. It's kind of saying that you don't need a third here. You should probably be focusing on the other person. What about you, Taruk? What do you see in the reversal of this card?
Well, for the reversal, I see this as definitely a friendship that is not on good terms. You know, this could, like Aluna said, somebody talking behind, well, the two talking behind the one's back. You know, and this could also symbolize, as far as like a work endeavor, somebody in the group not being able to express themselves fully. Sometimes, you know, in certain group situations, it's very constraining or strict, and maybe this one person wants to, you know, put in a little bit of their two cents into it, and they're not allowed to. So it's basically this one person is being controlled by the group, or they're putting their foot on this person. So I could definitely see that with the three of chalices, that type of chaotic three relationship, you know. And this could also symbolize an excess, you know. Maybe this could symbolize the group is doing too much, like partying too much, clubbing too much, drinking too much, even doing drugs, not healthy and positive. So it could definitely go to a dark route, how I see it in the reversal.
Wow. I like how you hit on even beyond the surface of that about the drugs and having a two bad influences on that one other friend. So not only can it be a sort of ostracizing, but it could be just they're just two bad apples altogether and bringing just negative karma, mm-hmm. and negative energy and negative experiences to this new person, to the group. Is there any other symbology that we want to touch on in this card, or should we move on to the next one?
I'm good with moving on. What about Rowan?
Okay.
I think we can move on.
Okay. So now we're going to jump into the Four of Cups, and the Four of Cups is a depiction of a man. He's seated, his arms are folded, his legs are folded, so he's very defensive, cut off, he isn't really open, he's just very dissatisfied. And with this card comes the meaning, oh, well, to further elaborate on the depiction, as he's seated, there are three chalices before him. So three chalices in his reality sitting amongst him. But he's looking down sort of at them with a dissatisfied look, and to his immediate right, that appears out of a poof of a cloud, is a new chalice. It's shiny, it's bright, it's radiant. But he's so busy being dissatisfied with his current situation, he can't even be open or receptive to the new divine gift that is being offered to him. So a lot of times when I get this card in a reading, it's saying, especially if it's concerning finances or work, it shows a dissatisfaction for the job, also apathy, boredom, being closed off, being jaded, being emotionally jaded. Also, oftentimes, if it has to do with a person in a relationship, then maybe that person is bored of that relationship. They are looking to do other things, or maybe they're taking out their energy, their negative energy and dissatisfied energy on that partner, because this person looks very upset in the depiction of the Four of Chalices. He doesn't look open to anything. He doesn't look like that nice person to just walk over to and sit and have a drink with under his palm tree. He's isolated from everyone as well. So not only that, he doesn't want to be bothered. He doesn't want to deal with anyone right now. It's normally how I see the Four of Chalices. Now, what about you, Rowan? How do you take this card? Maybe we can move to Taruk?
Okay, well, when I look at the four, I honestly see a spoiled brat. You know, he looks like a spoiled brat. When I look at the card, he looks like he comes from money. He looks like he could be a prince, you know, when you look at the depiction of a card. And he just has his arms crossed and his legs crossed like a spoiled brat. So he has these three cups on the floor, you know, full, okay? And he has another one being presented by divinity. So it's like you have these three cups before you and another one being granted to you, and you're looking like you're bored and dissatisfied. You're looking upset and not happy. You're looking miserable. For what? When you have everything being granted to you, you have all of these opportunities being given to you, and yet you don't even want to bother with anything. So to me, this is just looking like somebody who is ungrateful, somebody who is very into themselves about what I want, wah, 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 you know. just somebody who is not even open to the possibilities of the things that are being granted to them. You have the world, and yet you don't want it. So I definitely see this card as that, yeah.
Wow. And now let's touch on the reversal. I'm sure it's more a positive light since we went so hard on the upright. How do you take the reversal, Rowan?
Actually, I don't take the reversal of this as positive. I kind of take it as, well, at least in my deck, it's depicted as a mermaid with two cups and she's having a gay old time. But I kind of touch on the addiction aspect that the suit of cups can also represent, like Taruk had mentioned in the last card. To me, the reversal of this is somebody that is clutching onto the cups way too tightly. This is someone that's having too much fun, does not see what's going on around them, and does not have that detail-oriented focus that you sometimes need in life. You know, you're kind of whirling through life without a care, without really thinking about other people's emotions or considering other people's experiences. This is somebody that is very much a hurricane of emotion. This is that friend that we all have that's a hot mess, that's at the club, that's, you know, crying because she got too drunk or she did too much of this or too much of that, which I'm sure we can all relate to that girl. So definitely this is somebody that you do not want to have around you. And the four really speaks of isolation. It speaks of, you know, people ostracizing you for that reason.
Wow. Well, I think we hit excellently on the ace through four, but unfortunately, our show is coming to a close. I want to thank everyone who took the time to listen. Once again, if you are interested in the show, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. And I am your host, Aluna Odette, joined tonight by my lovely two co-hosts, Taruk Vishal and Rowan Nix.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, all.
And see you guys on the next show. We have our midweek Wednesday reading, as usual, where we'll be drawing the cards for a midweek reading. So call in and see if we got some tea for you or if the cards want to speak to you that next week. And also tune in to our part two of exploring the chalices this Saturday coming. It's going to be a good show, and thank you guys so much for listening.